has been perpetuated by everyone around me my entire life. I think they really do have subways, and I'd like to visit them one day. So this is me manifesting that a little bit. Anyways, sidewalks of New York in the subway.
Last stop, New York, the capital of the world.
We are back again with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed that little tour of New York that we listened to through demonstration and sound effects, stereo spectacular. Before we get into any more of these sound effects and stories and little pieces of music, I am going to play a couple PSAs for all of you.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
And we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour. I hope you've been enjoying this stereo spectacular episode with demonstration and sound effects. Wow, this audio fidelity stereo disc, DFS-7777. I'm just reading words off of this piece of paper now, which is something I can do because this is real, live, raw radio. Did you know that this was manufactured and distributed in Canada by Phonodisc Limited in Toronto, Canada? That is right. Shout out to Toronto, which is also in Canada. And Yeah, there are other credits in here of people that I don't recognize, but I thought I would give credit where it's due. The narration, as we've said, is from Peter Allen, the executive producer, Sidney Frey, re-recording by William Hamilton, editing by William Hamilton, mastering Ray Haggerty, and cover art by Irving Sloan. And the cover art for this is actually quite cool, in my opinion. If you want to look at it, you can, again, follow me on Instagram, analogarchives__. That's where I post the little episode descriptions, as well as photos of the physical pieces of, well, audio in this case, that I decide to play each week. And that is going to be the case for this week as well. So, yeah, check that out. Anyways, coming up, we have the Instrumental Trio, an excellent example of the utilization of stereo's two program channels to reproduce musical or other sounds exactly as they were situated, at the time of recording. Now, I'm going to keep talking here for a second before I play this, because what I want to say is that, you know, one thing I think I'm noticing with this record is that so much of it talks about the realism and how clear and crisp and high fidelity all of this audio is. And, you know, it was 1963. And again, this is a record that is advertising a very specific piece of technology, but it's something that I think maybe isn't thought about as much anymore. You know, making something sound real, making something as high quality and as crisp and as clear as possible, and capturing that. I think that's kind of an art. And I think it's cool when, you know, you see people still doing that. Because there are a lot of people still doing that. I'm not saying like, oh, back in the day, because that's not the case. There's still a lot of people that are super passionate about soundscapes and capturing the noises around them. And I think that's really awesome. So, with that being said, this next one, The Instrumental Trio, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Hope you enjoy.
Next, please.
The dramatic separation of sounds is the most spectacular feature of stereo reproduction. For instance, on the left, now on the right. By means of stereo separation, it's possible to recreate for the listener the exact placement of musical sounds or other effects just as they were situated at the time of recording.
All right, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF, and this next one is even more interesting to me. It is called Two at a Time, and to me, this one really just sounds like they're flexing the tech here, because this one is described as a spectacular demonstration of the maximal stereo sound channel separation engineered into audio fidelity stereo discs. Two separate musical selections are played at the same time by the same stylus in the same groove. By listening to either the left or right stereo channel separately, you have your choice of symphonic or jazz music with minimum crosstalk or interference between the channels. Yeah, that's right. You are about to hear two songs being played at the same time. And it's a bit chaotic, but I do think it's a fun audio experience. And you know, what has this episode been if not a fun audio experience? I really hope you've been enjoying your time here with the Analog Archives this week. It's a bit of a different episode, bit of a curveball. We've been going a lot of different places, not just in terms of audio, but literally location. You know, we went to Vienna, we went to New York. We've covered a lot of ground here, and I am here for the journey, and I hope you are all here too for it. So with that being said, two at a time coming your way.
The magnificent engineering in Audio Fidelity stereo discs offer the maximum stereo separation that can be reproduced by present-day playback equipment. Now, pay close attention to this stereo phenomenon. The stereo groove, which follows this announcement, contains two separate programs of music, which sound like this when played together at the same time by the same stylus in the same groove. But by listening to either channel A or channel B separately, you have your choice of symphonic music or jazz, with minimum crosstalk or interference between channels.
Okay, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. I hope you enjoyed that amalgamation of sounds that you just heard. That was titled Two at a Time, that played two separate tracks, and it played them on two separate stereo channels. Once again, they are really showing off what they can do with this audio technology. Anyways, next, and actually the very last one on side one, is Stereo Potpourri. This is a little collection of some of the traditional stereo demonstration effects, which I did not know there were very specific stereo demonstration effects, but apparently there are. First one is a ping pong match, whine and explosion of a wacky artillery shell, Navy alarm buzzer, and fire engine. I am only going to play the ping pong one just because the other ones are quite loud and obtrusive, and I don't think that's appropriate for me to play on live radio. I mean, there's a lot that can be played on community radio. I just am using my discretion to not play those. Anyways, here is some ping pong.
Lest we forget, let's get in all those traditional stereo effects. Anybody for ping pong?
Yeah, so that was the last track of side one, but I'm going to play some of side two as well, which is much more music heavy. This has been a pretty dense episode in terms of just the commentary, and there hasn't been a lot of just straight up music, so I am actually going to play quite a few songs to end off this hour. We have about 17 minutes left. This first track on side two is titled Saints, and I believe it says it is arranged by Hurt Frey. All right, we are back with Analog Archives, listening to the second side of Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sound Effects. This next track is titled El Gustito, arranged by Frey Elias. So we have reached the final track of the hour. This one is titled Mean Muddy River, and in parentheses afterwards, Lewis Sanford, who I believe is the artist. So once again, I just want to thank you all so much for listening to this kind of wacky hour of community radio. You know, every week when I'm planning this show, I'm never fully aware of where it's going to go. And this is just where it happened to go this week. Who knows what the next week will bring, but I'm so grateful that all of you are here and along for the ride. It really does mean a lot. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you have heard some fun sounds. I hope you learned some things, maybe. And I hope maybe it encourages you to get involved with community radio wherever you live, because there are a lot of community radio stations out there, and they are all willing to share the airspace, because that's what we want. We just want your voice. We want to hear your perspectives, your thoughts, your ideas. That's what, in my opinion, community radio is here for, and I am so grateful for that. So that being said, Mean Muddy River, off of Stereo Spectacular Demonstration and Sounds for Analog Archives. This has been Danny Nesvetterani, and until next week, peace.
The river only bring you trouble. The river only bring you grief. The river only bring you sorrow. How much of sorrow does a poor man need? Lord, Lord, how much of sorrow does a poor man need?
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.